Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
All right, 21 minutes now after 6 on your Friday morning, this very first day of October. And you know that whenever anything happens with the royal family, I've got to go straight to London and find out what's happening. And they are honoring Princess Diana. We want to find out what that's all about on our WHBC Newsline right now, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, good morning, Pam.
So tell us, so they are honoring Princess Di. What's this about?
Well, it comes down to a tradition that's been going on in London particularly for about 150 years, which is on something like 900 buildings around this city, there are small round blue plaques posted outside, and you can sort of stumble on them where you're not necessarily expecting them. And these are places that prominent people used to live at. So it might be a grand house, or equally, it could be something that's not even a house anymore, but it's a place where somebody well-known used to live. And the people that these plaques recognize range from French emperors to members of the Beatles. There's one for John Lennon somewhere in town. And now there's one for Princess Diana. And it's well over 20 years since she died. But one of the conditions for getting a blue plaque is you have to be dead at least 20 years, because they want to make sure that you've had a significant impact on history and that you kind of your story stands the test of time. And so this plaque is not outside a palace or some kind of grand royal residence, but instead it's posted outside an apartment block in a pretty swanky district of West London. And this is a place where Princess Diana lived for a couple of years between 1979 and 1981, and that's the 2 years before she became a royal, before she married Prince Charles. And it's a time that, according to a biography of Diana a few years ago, it's a time that she said was the happiest days of her life. So she lived there with some friends, and as of now, there is this round blue plaque outside which says, Lady Diana Spencer, later Princess of Wales, lived here 1979 to 1981.
I think that's pretty neat. This is kind of where she was when Prince Charles was courting her, right?
Yes, exactly. And so she moved to this place, and if you want to make a note, it's called Colhern Court, number 60 Colhern Court. And she settled at this place just after she turned 18. Easy to forget how young she was when she was thrust into the global spotlight as Prince Charles' wife. So she moved to London at 18, and she moved into this apartment, and she lived there with a number of friends. And one of her roommates turned up to unveil the plaque, to attend the opening ceremony, and she spoke a bit about it. This is a woman called Virginia Clark, and she said, "Those were happy days for all of us, and the flat was always full of laughter. Diana went off to become so much to so many, and said it's wonderful that her legacy will be remembered in this way."
And I don't know if you've ever counted them or you know how many blue plaques there are around London, but do you have any idea how many there are?
Yeah, I think it's in the region of 950. And so that's, even in a city as big as London, this is a huge place, but even in a city of this size, it's the sort of thing that, yeah, you do stumble on them occasionally. And this was something where the local London council, local government here, ran a campaign and said to Londoners, particularly they were looking for women who would be worthy of a blue plaque. And it suddenly emerged that Diana didn't have one. As I say, there has to be a number of years has to go by before you're recognized with this. But Diana not only is recognized as a woman, but she's also the highest profile former member of the British monarchy to be afforded this honor. But as I say, they go to all sorts of people, from science to the arts to now royalty as well. It's a broad range, and when you're wandering around London, yeah, you never know where you're going to find the next one, and this is the latest place.
Yeah, I think that's kind of neat. I think for anybody traveling to London, they should keep this in mind, because that's kind of something you could, you know, keep an eye out for. Pretty awesome. Well, thanks for telling us all about it, Simon. We appreciate you talking to you this morning.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.